This is part two. We're going to run through a couple more of the worksheets here. Let's look at air training level two. Now, this is another major scale. Now, you don't have to notice this, but if you happen to notice, the clef, the little symbol at the beginning, is different. So the notes are different. So actually, this is bass clef. So the second space there from the bottom is a C on the bass clef. So we're going to sing in the key of C. Here's C major scale. Okay, now we're starting on the one. And I'm gonna sing this whole 8-measure song for you. And then we're gonna take it slow. So here's the whole thing, just so you can hear it. 1, 3, 1, 1, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 1, 3, 2, 3, 4, 3, 1, 1. Here's the second line. 1, 2, 3, 1, 4, 1, 3, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 3, 2, 7, 1, 1, 3, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 2, 1, 3. That's the end. I don't know why I made those 16th notes. That was really fast, but we don't have to do it that fast. Okay, so let's go through this measure by measure. As you can tell, there's more numbers involved here. We've expanded our range. I think it goes from the 7, which is right below Do, to the 4 above Do. So it's like a 5-note range. Here's your first note. Let's see if you can do measure 1. So measure 1, let's check our work. Sorry, I hit a funky note, but it's 1, 3, 1, 1, 3, 2, 3. All right, let's move on and try measure 2. Measure 2 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, try the next one. Measure 3, let's check our work. 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 1, 3, 2. Now moving on. Measure 4, checking our work is. The numbers would be 3, 4, 3, 1, 1. Okay, let's go to the next line here. And let's slow it down from what I did before. Your first note is. Okay, try the next measure. Checking our work here on measure 6. 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 3, 2, 7, 1. Try the next measure. It is 1, 3, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3. Next line. Okay, that's the level 2 worksheet. Good job. Of course, feel free to rewind a bazillion times. And do it again and again and again. That's it. That's kind of the hope and the expectation for a lot of students on here. It's not a one and done situation where you can expect yourself to just be able to do it the first time you try it. That's usually a pretty unrealistic expectation unless you have a background in singing in solfege or reading choir music or something like that. But for most of us, we're going to rewind and try it a bunch of times and get closer and closer to accurate. That's the journey. Okay? When you feel comfortable and you feel like you've got one and two a little more under your belt, then let's go on to the next worksheet. This is ear training level 3. We're going to be in the same key of C. All right. I'll do the whole thing for you at the end. Let's have you try measure 1. And here's your first note. So measure 1, let's check our work. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1, 5, 1, 5, 1. Okay, you got that fifth interval now, so it's getting harder. Now let's take a look at measure 2. Here's your first note. Measure 2 is 1, 4, 6, 4, 1, 6, 1, 6, 1. Okay, try measure 3. As you can see, kind of visually on the page, it goes higher. We're going to end up singing 1, 2, 4, 6, 3, 7, 8, 7, 5. I think that's the hardest measure in this whole dang exercise. So let's repeat measure 3 just for more practice. 1, 2, 4, 6, 3, 7, 8, 7, 5. Try to sing it with the piano here. And again, just to manage our expectations, am I expecting everyone to sing that whole part perfectly? No, especially not that fast. So just feel free to hit pause, sing through those notes, see which ones you can find, practice some of those larger intervals. All right, here we are going on to measure 4. Here's your first note. Okay, here's measure 4. It's a little over an octave, so we're going 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 8, 1. All right, now let's have you try measure 5. Here's measure 5. The numbers being 1, 2, 5, 1, 6, 1, 7, 8, 3. Okay, now let's try measure 6. Your first note's 3. So measure 6 is 3, 5, 7, 8, 4, 5, 2, 7, 1. Try measure 7 down in the last line there. Here's your first note. Measure 7 is 1, 3, 2, 1, 7, 1, 6, 5, 4. Measure 7 on the piano here, just to repeat it. Okay, and the last measure on the page, give it a try. Last measure is 1 to 4, 3, 5, 6, 5, 1, or 8, and then 4, 3. So all together, last measure. 1, 4, 3, 5, 6, 5, 1, 4, 3. Here's the whole thing. All of ear training level 3. Now we'll play it kind of slow-mo in case you want to sing along. Measure 6. Last line. This level 3 is like basically kind of the level that I would have to really, really think, and I might get a couple of them wrong. And I'm someone who, you know, studied this stuff in college. So this is like not for the faint of heart type level 3. If you got 1 and 2 going pretty good, you're pretty far along in the process. So pat yourself on the back. We've done some great work practicing these major skills. Good job, guys. Oh, and please leave comments. Let me know how you did. Let me know what you think about these exercises. Are they helpful? Are they confusing? Do you have any questions? Do you want to hear how other people are doing with them? Leave some comments and let me know you've been working on your major skills. Thanks, guys. Bye.